What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Deep in the heart of Appalachia, guys set out on a quest to create the greatest podcast.
Sorry, dude. I thought we agreed on the correct pronunciation of Appalachia.
No, dude. We've talked about this. We've talked about this over and over and over. It's pronounced Appalachia.
Listen, freaking angels and the women got together. That's how we got Bigfoot. That's how we got vampires. That's why we got all of this stuff.
These ancient Appalachian mountains that are literally older than bones. There's old entities here. When you start finding out more about them, they start finding out more about you.
Good Lord, sir. This goose has gone rabid. And you think you're just going to run up with your little sword on the king of the goose squad?
Listen, the old entities of Middle Appalachia are unexplainable. They are eerie.
Breach.
And they are one of these things that will keep us, the hill folks, and the people who live in the area, constantly searching for answers that they probably will never ever find. And this is why we love Appalachian Intelligence.
Hey there, hill folk, and welcome back to another episode of Appalachian Intelligence. We're extremely, extremely thankful to have you guys with us again for another episode, for another edition of AI. We love how much interaction we're getting with the community. We love how many people have been messaging, emailing, leaving reviews, doing all of these different things to help the show grow. We're so appreciative of that. You know, the show continuously keeps growing, and we wouldn't be able to do it without y'all. So we're extremely, extremely appreciative of that. So we're going to jump in here. Like we always do, we're going to read off a five-star or a couple five-star reviews. You know, when we get love, we like to show a little love. And so that's how we're going to start this thing off like we normally do. We're going to read a couple five-star reviews. So this first one comes from Vet67. Five stars. It says, not just for the hill folk. Entertaining perspective on Appalachian happenings and lore. I'm a cheesehead, so this podcast, it adds a whole new spin on it for me. So, Vet67, we appreciate that. But again, if you listen to this show and you enjoy this show and you like hearing all this stuff about Appalachia and all of these strange happenings and all this lore, you don't have to be living in the hills to be considered hill folk. If you're part of our tribe, you're hill folk, period. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you being hill folk. This next one comes from Jen Loves Hauntings, 5 stars. A diamond in the weird. I stumbled upon the AI boys while scrolling through looking for something interesting to listen to while applying makeup for work. It takes a long time. And boy, did I luck out in finding this podcast. Some podcasts I scroll through looking for a couple of interesting stories, but after a few listens with these guys, I'd listen to anything they bring to the table. Not only because they are insanely likable, hilariously self-deprecating, and have a great banter, but because they have fantastic topics. I'm always excited to see a new episode drop. I'm never critical because I feel like I'm on the same weird wavelength. And just like with Hollow Sky, I feel like I'm hanging out with my favorite weird uncles. I'm sending every positive vibe to you guys to flourish as a podcast. You're so deserving and so great at what you do. All my love, Mad Moxie. So, Mad Moxie, Jen Loves Hauntings. We really, really, really appreciate that. And I think we can take favorite weird uncles as a compliment. I've got a few nieces and nephews, and that's probably how they would describe me too. Weird Uncle Justin. So no, we really do appreciate that. We appreciate all y'all and everything that you do with leaving these 5-star reviews, with sharing the show like you do. Again, we appreciate it so, so, so much. So before we dive into this week's episode topic, before we jump all the way into what we're going to talk about, you know, with you, as usual, your hosts, Justin and Lance. Ryan, I don't know. I don't know about Ryan. He came on.
He's been taken over by the government.
Well, I'm pretty sure we talked to a cyborg the other night. I'm almost positive that we talked to a cyborg because he came on. We went on Eric's show, Uncomfortable Podcast, which, you know, again, we're extremely thankful to Eric for having us on. He's a great host. He's a great dude. He's all about just building the tribe and spreading love like we are. And that's who we like to surround ourselves with. And
his voice is consumingly sultry, too. So if you have not got a chance to check him out, it's good. It's good. It tingles the twine a little bit when he starts to talk.
I wish that he would get into like reading audiobooks, like this voice narrating, because I wish every audiobook I ever listened to was Eric's voice.
Exactly. It's uncanny how good his voice is.
Yeah, it really is. So we don't have Ryan again with us tonight.
We've reached out, little folk. We've tried. We've messaged him. He was like, "Yeah, let's go." And then radio silence for an hour.
Yeah, it's like the feds are saying, "Nope, sorry, you ain't doing this, cyborg Ryan. You're not doing it." So I don't know. But what we're going to get into tonight, I think, you know, me and Lance were talking a little bit before this. And okay, so here's the deal. We've been on a whole lot of different shows over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. Ever since we jumped on the confessionals and Tony was gracious enough to let us come on and share our story with him, you know, that really, really pumped us up. You know, Tony is huge. And anybody that he gives a platform to, automatically you're going to grow from that. And we thank him for that. We thank all you people, all you listeners from the confessionals for coming over and hanging out with us. But also with that, you have a whole bunch of other shows that are like, hey, you know, come on our podcast and talk about your story, your adventure. So we've done that with a ton of different podcasts, but two that we've done over the course of the last month, I would say, we started talking about a specific story, a specific encounter. You know, you guys, you hill folk, you've heard my Shadow Man story on here a couple different times. You've heard me talk about it and you know, just kind of how, everything transpired and went down as far as my experiences with the Shadow Man. But something that me and Lance have done, well, mainly Lance has kind of taken up the torch and done it the last two appearance, not the last two, but the two appearances that we've made, and we got into talking about this. This storyline is massive, and it intertwines and connects in so many different areas. Well, here's the crazy thing, and we're really testing this out tonight. When we went on Strange Road with the Strange Road guys, these guys are professionals. Like, this is what they did for a living before they started podcasting.
Total opposite of us.
Yeah, complete opposite. They make us look even more amateur than what we really are. But they're professionals. Like, they've got dudes behind the curtain, you know, on the ones and twos, producing this thing as it's going, and the audio and the video and you know, panning in and out of different, like, they're legit. They're professional. Well, Lance starts telling this story and how his connections are to this whole Shadow Man thing. And we start having a bunch of tech issues. Our audio drops, their audio drops, this weird echoey feedback kind of thing starts going on with them, to the point that we just had to stop the show. Like, there was a ton more that we wanted to talk about, but we had to stop it. Right, Lance? I mean, am I off on that?
Nope. Spot on, brother. And so, let me preface this by saying, before he finishes, I just thought, hey, that's weird, but sometimes these things happen.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Now continue.
Well, Monday, after having to put Eric off for weeks and weeks and weeks because of our crazy schedules and feeling like crap about it, we finally was able to go on his show, and he starts asking us about our paranormal experiences, and everything had been going fine. We were all in the room. We were all chatting it up. Everything was totally cool.
Yep.
Well, Lance starts telling his side of this whole, his side of my paranormal encounter. And dude, my computer goes haywire.
Things got a little wonky.
A little wonky ain't even the word. It got way wonky.
Just explain, Jack, some of the things that took place.
Okay. So it kicks me out. We were using Riverside. So it kicks me out of the studio. You know, me and Eric were messaging back and forth. He's like, you know, try this, try that, try this. I'm doing all these things. Well, I come back in the studio, and as soon as I do, my Wi-Fi completely drops. My internet goes out completely, but it's still working on my phone. I'm asking everybody else in the house, and it's still working with everybody else. The Wi-Fi is still good. So I get it up, back going, reset my Wi-Fi, get back into the studio. And when I get back in, these guys are in the middle of telling some personal, like, glitch in the matrix stories. So I'm sitting here for like probably 10 minutes and I'm just listening to them, you know, in the studio. It shows that we have four people. It shows everybody's faces, me, Lance, Ryan, Eric, all on there. I'm listening. Well, I start to say something and nobody reacts. Nobody says or does anything. So I'm like,
so on our end during all this, we kind of move past. So Justin's kicked out essentially of the broadcast. So we didn't want to continue to kind of tell the story without him being a part of it. So we're going to put it on hold for a second until he came back in and started talking about glitching the matrix stuff. Eric had seen planes frozen in the air, kind of like Haley and I have. We talked about that before on the show. We were kind of just going through that. And Ryan has had an experience down where he's working at now. Same thing. An airplane was stuck and he kind of laughed because he thought, oh, that's funny because I've heard this. And then like it just continued to not move and things got kind of weird. So Justin's not in there and we're just having this conversation and talking all these things. And he shoots me a message, a text message. And it's like, hey, I'm here. I can hear everything that's going on. I don't know what's happening, but we couldn't see him. So things just kind of kept getting stranger and stranger. And then eventually Eric reaches out via old school, via telephone. And we kind of bring him into the broadcast that way. And we don't talk anymore Shadow Man, right, Justin?
I don't think so. I don't think we
did either. And everything was just fine the rest of the night. So it's two instances now in which we have started to tell this story of, I guess we're just calling him Shadow Man, right, Justin? That is what we're referred to him as.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't
kind of falling on that. In both times, we've had some tech stuff happen.
Yeah.
So before we kind of get into any more of this, we're hopping on tonight, getting ready to start, and I tell Justin, you know, hey, let's get going. This is what we're going to talk about. We'll just kind of test this theory out and see what happens. I was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, we've never really told this story before. Like my side of the story, we never really told it on our show. We told it on a couple other shows. Everybody knows your story, but nobody knows my side of it. I was like, let's just hammer that out and kind of talk about that and see what happens. And he's like, okay, sounds great. Let's do it. He's like, all right, let's go. Let's record. So I hit record on my computer and he hits record and everything shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you guys heard as far as the intro, what you guys heard as far as the intro with me like pausing and doing like these different things, it's because Lance dropped completely out. I was in here by myself, but I'd already started recording. I'd already made it like a certain point. I was like, well, I'm rolling with it. He'll be back in here eventually. But it's weird that we decided, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. After the two times that we've ever talked about it, having all these tech issues, and then as soon as we hit record, you drop completely out.
And listen, guys, you know me. Like, this, I don't believe in this stuff. I don't. Like, I don't believe in synchronicities. I think things are just kind of coincidental. I don't see the connections and stuff. This is the third time now that the third time this has happened where we're going to kind of get into this story and we've had a tech issue. And the tech issue was on my end, which usually mine's, as long as there's not a storm or anything, I'm usually pretty stable because I'm in the boonies, but not in the boonies as Justin is. Yeah. So my internet's a little bit more stable than his is. So it was kind of weird that it's weird. I have to admit it's eerily strange that happened.
Freaking weird.
And as soon as everything just shut off. Like it wasn't just like computer going through a restart or I hit a wrong button. Like everything just shut down. My computer shut down. My audio shut down, but like the power was still on. It was just here at this laptop just here at my workstation that I record on that like enough of that. Yeah, I was checking. I got the girl's tablet beside of me. It's fine. My phone was fine. Everything else was fine, but just everything in this little area here just shut down. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see here the next 10 or 15 minutes when I kind of get into this, what may take place. Hopefully nothing does, because I think this is an interesting story that people are going to be kind of, you know, just kind of more points to this paranormal thing that I've never brought up before, just because it really wasn't a place for it. And we really kind of hadn't talked much about it. But we kind of gotten into this a little bit more going on. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So yeah, let's just get into it. I'll go back over and recap really quickly. I was 17 years old when my son was born. And I know that you Hill folk have heard this quite a few times, probably up to this point. But if you haven't, if you're new to the show, here's just a little quick rundown, and you can check it out on a lot of different episodes. But I was 17 years old when my son was born. After he was born, instead of hurting people's feelings, we split time living with my parents and living with my wife now, girlfriend then, with her parents to not hurt any feelings or anything like that. After Connor was born, you know, a few months into it, a lot of crazy, crazy, crazy things started going on. You had electronic things, you know, TV on and off on its own, flipping through channels all by itself. You had objects moving that shouldn't have been moving. You had a diaper genie slide across the floor toward my head. I woke up in the morning with handprints on my chest. You would have doors opening and closing by themselves. I would hear heels clicking across the hardwood floors. Just a lot of stuff, a whole bunch of stuff going on. And, you know, it's one of those things, if you looking back at it now, you look at a ton of these poltergeist encounters, and it's always about teenage angst.
I've lost Justin. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
He's a So I'm picking back up where Justin just left. Like everything just shut down. I don't know when he'll be coming back in. But this is, again, at this point, we're going to just drop this audio the way that we get it. So you all will kind of see how this is working. This is now the third time that weird stuff has happened when we begin to tell this story. And I'm not sure when Justin will be back in or exactly what has happened. I'm going to take, you're going to pause. You're going to hear me pause for just a second because I'm going to shoot him a message. I don't know. We'll see. He was telling his story that we have kind of talked about a couple of times. And handprints on his chest, stuff going on. And eventually, he got to a point where he and Monica were having a little date night. There's some serious audio stuff happening. Having a little date night, and he heard something on the baby monitor in Connor's room. Eventually goes in, happens a couple times. He hears on the baby monitor, he hears a voice say "now," something like that. And he goes running in there and sees this black figure, shadow person, entity that's standing over top of Connor's cribs. And he said it doesn't have a face, but you could tell him it's smiling at him. And grabs Connor and they leave the house and so on and so forth, right? So you all have heard that story several times. And I was around Justin and had grown up around Justin, as we've told you all, pretty much my whole life. I moved to Justin's school there in the eighth, ninth grade, but knew him before that just from playing ball and stuff with him. And we just kind of hit it off really quickly and just essentially became like brothers. So when Justin first found out that he and Monica were having Connor, we were 17. and it was quite the shock, not just to him and pretty much to everybody. And I can remember thinking to myself, while he was kind of processing all this stuff and they were determining what they were going to do and how their arrangements, all the different things that was going on, like I could kind of picture myself trying to put myself in his shoes, and I could not even imagine the pressure and just the thoughts of, you know, going on and all the responsibility that he was having to take on. I couldn't even begin to wrap my mind around what he was dealing with. And he would come to, I mean, we would talk, like it's something we mean, he and I have always been good at. It's kind of just expressing to each other how we felt. And for better or for worse, a lot of times, you know, sometimes ends in hugs and sometimes ends in fist fights. That's just kind of how things went. And he going through this haunting, as well as dealing with a newborn and all of the things that come with it as well. And just seeing him being exhausted. I was genuinely concerned that he was going through some mental, just, I guess, some type of psychosis that was just, the pressure was just getting too much. Like, it was just overwhelming. And it was manifesting itself in this. He was kind of releasing these, I don't know, not frustration, but kind of releasing this, I don't know how to deal with this situation. It was manifesting itself in the form of this haunting. That's what I thought. That's kind of what that's what I thought was going on. That he was kind of coming up with these things. And as you know, Justin will, by now, he's excitable and likes things that are a little bit crazy and This was just an outlet for him to kind of express himself. It's kind of what I thought. He was just dealing with so much pressure that he was kind of going through just some type of mental break. So I never believed any of these things. I listened. I was concerned, and he would come to school with his events or would be there or whatever. And he would tell me these things, and I would listen to them, and I would try to take it all in, and I would try to be a good friend and try to explain things. But try to also tell him that, buddy, I think you're just maybe you're just going through some stuff. Like maybe your brain's just trying to wrap itself around all these responsibilities. And that was how I felt, even after the major, to the point where it came to a climax of him leaving the house there. I still kind of just thought that this was just him, because, you know, told you before, grew up in a very conservative Christian household, and we believe in spiritual things. We have to. But like ghosts and hauntings and stuff, that just wasn't part of our vernacular. We just didn't have those conversations. Not for we didn't believe in it or we didn't want to. It's just not something we talked about. For no fault of anybody. It's just not something that, you know, just didn't waste our time with. So ghosts and all these different things to me, like I knew demons existed. I knew they would, you know, attack people. And I knew they would cause problems and so on and so forth. But and would love to read those stories, but never seen any evidence of it myself. So when Justin's telling me all this stuff, I'm just kind of thinking again, he's going through some type of mental psychosis. And then several weeks, I guess, or maybe even a couple of months after the major event had taken place, they left. He invites me to come up to hang out. Monica's gone somewhere, I think, and just kind of come up and just hang out. We hadn't seen as much as each other as we usually had, obviously, because he had a lot more responsibilities going on. And I was up just to help take care of Connor, do whatever, like, what in the world I would do. I had no idea how to change a diaper. I had no idea what to do with the crying baby. At that age, I still don't a lot of times. But I was just kind of going to kind of come up and just hang out. Now, Justin has said before that he used this entity later on as a party trick, where he would just get really drunk and have a bunch of buddies up and try to call this demon out. This was not one of those instances. We were just there hanging out. Like, those extracurricular things were not going on. And as we're there and we're just moving on or whatever, and Connor's there and he's remotely happy, like we're doing a pretty good job. And we eventually get him down to sleep. I did nothing. I was just there. Justin eventually gets him down to sleep. And we're just kind of think there in the living room. And have a movie on, maybe a ball game or something. I don't really remember exactly what we were watching. But in their house, and he's mentioned this before, his mom had a lot of pictures and paintings. And they were of the religious nature, a lot of angels and stuff that were around. But the paintings and the pictures a lot of times were always on, like, mirrors. So there you could see your reflection in these paintings or these pictures. And I never thought anything about that. Well, like, I've been in Justin's house 100 times. I never really thought anything about that. But we're there that night, and we're kind of babies down, and we're just kind of beginning to have these conversations. I noticed you're back up here now. I know you had this thing that went on, and he's like, yeah, I've just kind of gotten over it. And I just kind of called out to it a few times, told to leave this alone. I'm not really worried about it anymore. Like, I'm still at this point, like, listening to him, but like, I'm going to have the conversation with him about how I think maybe. All right. So this is now the third time we've hit record. Justin got kicked out, and then I kept recording
for 10 minutes.
And I told you guys, like, we're just going to drop this audio the way that we give it to you, and we're just going to let you be a part of the experience that we're having as well. So we'll have to mesh some, Justin, we'll have to mash some stuff together, but this will be a little broken because that's the way it happened. And I was in the process of just continuing to record, and then he managed to get back in, and it kicked my recording off as well. So I'm going to pick right back up where I was. And then we'll go from there. So I was at Justin's house. Connor was asleep. We had something going on the TV, and we were talking about this haunting that he'd been through. And I was kind of got to the point where I was going to have a serious conversation with him about how I was worried about his mental state. And that I didn't believe in any of this stuff. That I believed in demons and all these things, but I didn't think he was being haunted. I think he was going through a mental break and he was having some type of psychosis. And it was the way his brain was manifesting was through this shadow person. So we begin to have this conversation. It gets heated, as our conversations do, because we're both passionate people. We're opinionated and we love each other deeply. So we don't care to just tell each other how we feel.
Hear, hear.
And it kind of gets, you know, both of us kind of, you know, animated and going back and forth. And I noticed out of the corner of my eye something in one of those pictures in the living room that his mom had. That I told you about, all those pictures on the door, larger door than you could see your reflection in. And there was like lots of them. Like there were lots of them. Like they're everywhere. Justin, am I lying? But they're everywhere. It's just the way they had things decorated.
That's just the way she was. She had these things everywhere, little knickknacks of angels and all these pictures. It was like wall to wall, panoramic view of all these reflective picture kind of deals. I don't know. It was weird.
All right. So I catch in the corner of my right eye, I see something in one of those things. And I just think that like there's not a fan going in there or anything like that. And I just think maybe a bug flew by or, you know, it could have been a whole multitude of things. So, but I made a mental like note that that was there. You know, we're still kind of having our conversation and I just kind of out of the corner of my eye again, see that same thing jump from one of those pictures to another. And I stopped Justin, like just dead in his tracks. Like, hang on just a second. Let's just sit here. And I didn't look directly at the picture, but I saw again a black shadow move from one of those pictures to another one. And at this point, again, no paranormal experience, not believing in, not believing Justin, but having a different explanation for what he was dealing with. And I tell him, I was like, okay, listen, this is going to sound strange, but I think I see something in your mom's pictures. And he kind of looked at me and didn't say anything. Now, the energy in the room changed. I could feel it. Okay. It went from just us. Connor was there. He was down in his bed. Just a normal, us just hanging out, getting glad to see each other and be able to spend some time together because we hadn't been able to do that as much, to just things just felt heavy, like walking through mud heavy. And it felt like it was like something was just sitting right on my chest. And so that was the kind of the second mental note that I took. I'm pretty sure I'm seeing shadows move through these windows or these pictures, excuse me. And my chest just feels super heavy. And I look over at Justin and his demeanor has changed. Hadn't said anything, but I could just see like he's feeling this change as well. And then it gets, to me, just ice cold. And that old trailer, I love that old trailer, but like wasn't insulated real good. So in the spring and summertime, like the heat pump that we run in and stuff we run and try to keep her cool, but you know, it just didn't work real good sometimes. And that's just the way that it was. So it shouldn't have felt as cold in there as it did, but it felt cold. So that was the third like mental, and I was like, all right, this is weird. So I start paying attention to the pictures. And like something in my psyche said, don't look up there, but I had to, right? You've got to look. And I've never had any experiences. Justin's been telling me all this stuff. I got to look. So I did. And I looked to where I thought I saw a shadow and there's nothing there. I thought, man, that's really weird. So I kind of like just don't really move my body, but just move my eyes and try to move them around the pictures and try to pick up where the shadow was. And I never really see it. And I'm thinking to myself, ah, there's a bug that's flown by. There's something that's happened, you know, whatever, a bat or something is kind of arced down or something, and it's caused these shadows to hit these pictures. And then I see it over my left shoulder. Before you go, so the living room where we were sitting was TV, walk down the living room and to the hallway where all the rooms was at, and across with the hallway was the area by which they had put on the computer room Justin always talks about, to where the computer was and TV and stuff was, right? Telling this right on it. That was spot on description of the house.
Yeah, you're dead on. You are dead on.
So the left picture there, I'm getting feedback. You getting feedback?
No, I'm good.
Hang on, I'm getting really, it's not my phone either. It's nowhere near me. I'm getting really bad feedback. Okay, I don't know.
Dude, this is so freaking weird. Every time, like,
I'm just going to keep going, buddy.
Just keep going, man. Just roll.
So over the TV there is there before you get to the hallway, I catch the shadow. There's a shadow in the picture, and there should not be a shadow in that picture. And I'm looking at it. And then that shadow begins to move around all the pictures around the room. And at first, I think to myself, I am not seeing what I'm seeing. Like, we're here, we're talking about this. Like, I'm just kind of imagining this is happening. Then I begin to follow it and watch it move. And there shouldn't be any reason that a shadow should jump from picture to picture. Even if there was a bat flying in there, like, you'd be able to see what was causing the shadow. There was nothing in there. And I tell Justin, listen, I was wrong. This is what's going on. We got to get out of here. And it was not long after that that it quit. I didn't see it anymore. Connor was still there, so we couldn't just up and leave. but he kind of talked me through a paranormal experience. Hey, it's okay. It happens a lot. It'll go away. Listen, guys, it took me, I want to say weeks, to even really process everything that happened. And so I was in, right? Right. There's definitely something that's haunting Justin. A couple of weeks later, Justin's having, I'm gone now. Springtime, summer's over. I'm going to college. Justin's having some of our local, a couple of our close friends up for one of his, just having guys up, carry on. And this was one of the times in which he was going to use this as a party trick. It was not the case when I was there. It wasn't. So that, and the reason I say that is because Justin, you know, he says would get hammered drunk and use it as a party trick. And I kind of thought that also added into the psyche of him just kind of manifesting this thing. That was not the case when I was up there. So we had he had a sober minded incident, essentially. But we had one of our other buddies that was there, and kind of the same thing. They had a very similar experience, right, Justin? Kind of saw things moving through.
Oh yeah, it was the same kind of deal.
And he was one of the ones that was a skeptic and kind of laughed about it and didn't think anything was going on. And then they leave, and he messages Justin a couple weeks later.
Probably a couple weeks to a month, something like that.
Kind of tells him that, hey, I'm pretty sure this thing followed me home. This is what's happening. Right. Let's fast forward.
And I will say it didn't happen around my dad's house anymore. After when I got the message from him saying, hey, man, I think whatever this thing was followed me home. Nothing was going on at my house at that time. Nothing. Everything dead stopped.
Fast forward 3 years. Yeah, 3 or 4 years. I'm actually living in an apartment with the guy who thinks the thing followed him home. I didn't know that. Like, we had Justin and I at this point, we're still friendly, but it was a very, very distant relationship. He was on doing his own thing, working, and I had just gotten a job, and we were cordial and friendly, but we just didn't have the conversations that we usually have. So I would have no idea that this had happened. And lived with this gentleman for several years. And there were weird things that happened around the house all the time. And I didn't ever make the, like, nothing. I never saw anything. Never had a shadow man experience in the apartment we were living in. But there were some heavy, heavy things that happened. And to not get into too much personal detail, just to kind of protect the other guy, it was heavy. There was a lot of mental jousting and things that just took place that you could say, yeah, you know, it was where we're in our 20s and figuring out life. And sometimes that looks ugly. It does.
Yeah.
But there were just things that took place that were very unusual. And my wife, who I started dating kind of at the time, and would come down and hang out at the apartment with us. Like we would not be there, and she would ask me questions like, is this, and you know, this certain things that she found very unusual. And like at the time I was like, that's just probably how it's just kind of the way things are. And just, you know, so on and so forth. And I know I've been a little bit cryptic, but I don't want to get into too much of what took place just because on the off chance that he is listening to this, or does listen, he probably, I could see him. I don't want to kind of talk about him. But we had animals in the house. We had cats in the house. And I hate cats. Always did. But he loved them. And I grew to, because cats are kind of cool animals. You know, one of the things that I found out about cats, and we still have them I still have them now to the day. This is one of the reasons why. Cats have an awareness of things that other animals don't have. And I have seen this firsthand. I've had dogs my whole life. I've had labs who are super smart, super aware of things, but they don't have the same awareness as a cat. They just, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. They have a kind of a different awareness. There would be times in that apartment where those cats would sit and stare in the corner like a kid who'd been putting time out. Now, Justin, you and I both know cats don't do that.
No.
On their own.
No.
And like I would walk by and see it and think, man, that friggin' cat, what in the world's wrong with it? That's the craziest cat I've ever seen. And then like I would like try to go up and scare it or move it or get it to just like recognize me. Like, you couldn't get their attention. You couldn't scare them. You couldn't move them. You pick them up. That's the only way you could break their trance, by picking them up. Now, at the time, I didn't think anything about it. I really didn't. Because it happened so much, I just thought the cats were crazy. But now, as I look back on some of the stuff, I'm not so sure those cats weren't freaking staring at something.
Yeah.
And it was the corner of the room of the apartment that always looked into his bedroom. Mm. There was never any other corner. It was always the same one. And I thought there's bugs up there. It was a bachelor pad, right? I mean, we weren't like cleaning it all the time. Like Haley would come down and be like, this place is disgusting. I'd have to clean it. and so it was like, I just kind of assumed that there was just, but brother, I don't know. I don't know. And I moved out in 2014. I think I bought this house. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Haley and I were married in 2015. So I think maybe I bought the house in 2013, 2014, whatever. And at the time, there was a couple of us that were living in the apartment together. Some people had moved on. It was just he and I down there. We were kind of the last two amigos. And like I offered to like, hey, I know I'm kind of sticking you with the rent. I'm getting ready to buy this house. You're more than welcome to come stay at the house. I've got plenty of room in the house. So you don't kind of stuck with this thing by yourself. You can come stay with me until you can find a different place. It's no big deal. And he didn't, and he didn't want to come in and pose. And we had all different reasons, so on and so forth. But like I, Haley was my wife, who is she's so sweet, was genuinely worried about him. Genuinely worried that being by himself down there in the old dungeon we used to live in, that things would just get to be too much. And they didn't. And he's, I've had a couple of conversations with him since. Not many. Which I think is strange in its own right. He'll kind of just pop up every now and then, and we'll talk for 2 or 3 days, and he just disappears again for a long period of time. And I never made that connection until we talked, until this whole podcast started, and you started telling those stories. And I thought to myself, man, you know what? It just makes way too much sense. And you've not had a shadow person event since, correct?
No, the
you've
only
had some other stuff go on, but not Shadow Man.
Yeah, I've had different paranormal. I would call them paranormal experiences. But no, nothing as far as now. The only thing since, and I think I talked about this somewhere at some point, was when I got off the phone with my dad's girlfriend, who was at my dad's house one day. And when I hung up the phone, because she had my kids and I was going to meet her somewhere. So we were just talking and lining up where we were going to meet. But when I got off the phone, I tried to hang up and I couldn't. My phone was completely black. My phone blacked out, the black screen of death. And I couldn't get it back, dude. I was on the laptop Googling everything that I needed to do to try to get my phone back. Nothing was working at all. Well, later on that evening, I actually went to Dad's house, and just being stupid, my phone still wasn't working. I tried the same things like 100 times, couldn't get it to work. And I was just being dumb going through the house, because when I was on the phone with her, there was like a bunch of weird stuff going on in the background over the phone. Like it sounded like somebody talking. When I got up there that evening, I was walking from the bathroom down the hallway, and I was like, all right, dude, just looking at the ether, looking at the walls, staring around. I was like, just give me my phone back, man. Just give me my phone back and I won't talk about you anymore, which I guess I lied to him. That's probably that's why he's coming back with a vengeance on all of our tech stuff. But I said, just give me my phone back, man. And you know, we'll just drop it. No lie. I got back home, tried the same thing that I tried 100 times that day. Boom. My phone picks right up like nothing ever happened. So, I mean, maybe that's just coincidence. But again, it's an awful lot of coincidences going on throughout this whole thing.
Listen, guys, and you all who've been faithful listeners to this for whatever reason, I don't know why, but those of you who have been, like, you know, like I am, when it comes to this type of thing, I'm a skeptic. Like, I'm the guy that's like, nah, it's just, she's been way too coincidental.
Yeah.
It's just been way, like, third time, man. Like, as soon as we start, stuff just goes nuts.
And we have, like, I mean, I don't even know if the 10 minutes that I was gone, if the recording's going to be there. Like, I don't know. We're going to be mishmashing this thing together and trying to make, and again, this never happens. This never, ever happens. Unless, now, there might be a time or two here or there that, you know, my Wi-Fi will drop and I get kicked out for, you know, 30 seconds to a minute and boom, I'm right back in, like, you know, nothing's going on. But never to the point to where my computer completely freezes up. It won't let me connect to the internet, period. And literally, I got to go through like breakneck stuff to try to get back in here. And 10 minutes later, I finally restart everything and get back in. And it doesn't happen unless we're talking about this story. But I think when you started making your connections was when I mentioned this guy for the very first time. And I think that's when it all came flooding to you.
Like flying back, like, holy cow.
You know what we need to do, dude? And I know this would be super intense.
Get a hold of him.
We really need to get a hold of him and hear his side of the story.
We'll try. I would fair to say that we won't get him just because, but I'll try. We need to try.
We do need to try. I mean, we could both try. Because just like with you, you know, I'll hear from him once every few years. And he'll be
it's
like,
weird, right? It's weird.
It'll be constant messaging or phone calls for 2 or 3 days, just like you said. And then boom, gone. Won't answer anything. He's just,
it's weird.
It is weird, man.
It's weird.
And I mean, he was in our friend group, but he's my cousin. Like, you know, we grew up together, literally. You know, we were at my mama's house hanging out constantly. It's, I don't know, man. Like, and I feel guilty. Like, I've always carried this guilt because, and again, not to share too much, just because I don't want to give his story and I don't want to dive into personal stuff. But the dude went through some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like, legit went through it. So, on my end,
you should have been living with him.
Yeah. Like, on my end, it's like this whole guilt thing. So, you know, I've always looked at it before we started making these connections. Like, I've always looked at it as, you know, you start looking into poltergeist activity and how it's about teenage angst and, you know, sometimes like these things just get manifested and all this and that. But poltergeist activity don't attach to somebody and follow them around for the rest of their life. Like, poltergeist activity usually don't end up in seeing a black shadowy figure hovering over your baby's crib.
Well, that's demonic, brother.
Like, I'm pretty sure we were battling. And here's the crazy thing. Man, I wish we could go longer tonight. I started digging and I started finding out some things about the location.
You said I had to wait for part two, wasn't it?
Man, this has been nuts, dude. Again, it's been nuts.
There's a lot more story to tell here, guys. You guys have to check in next time. It's just Justin and I. Get some more of it.
Yeah, there's definitely more of it. Sorry, guys. This one had to be a quick hitter. Again, y'all know we got a ton of stuff going on. And we could have got a more of one in here if we had had so many tech issues again. But that's, y'all, as Paul Harvey used to say, that's the rest of the story.
But there's actually more.
But not. that's a part of the story.
And if we get into that tonight, we're talking, it's going to be a marathon. And I think this just feels like a good ending point for this right now.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. This is a good place to leave it. Good place to
leave it. We'll pick it back up sometime soon. Don't worry.
We'll pick it back up. We've got a lot more topics that we got coming y'all's way. We've got a lot more conversations coming. Y'all, again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking us out every week. Thanks for doing everything y'all do. You know where you can check us out on all the socials, on YouTube. You can head over to our Patreon, check us out over there, jump into the Discord. Y'all know where to find us. Lance, love you, brother.
Love you, mean it.
Heal folk, we love y'all. And until next time, we'll see y'all later.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.